An agreement reached between the Cumberland County District Attorney's Office and a group of Black Lives Matter protesters fell apart today in a dispute over a required restorative justice session. Now it seems prosecutors will reinstate misdemeanor charges, which had been put on hold. Fred Beffer reports.
Last July, police arrested 17 protesters after they blocked off a busy street in Portland's waterfront commercial district. In exchange for having criminal charges against them put on hold, the protesters agreed to participate in a restorative justice meeting with Police Chief Michael Soscik and other officers. It was supposed to be held at a neutral location, the First Parish Unitarian Universalist Church. And according to prosecutors, the deal included a provision that the meeting would be split into two groups with separate sessions held over the course of the day. If that proved a success and the protesters each paid a fine, the charges could eventually be dropped.
Chief Soscik and I arrived there, and it became very clear that they were not coming to the table with the conditions that we had laid out ahead of time.
Deputy District Attorney Jennifer Ackerman says the 17 demanded that they all stay together in one group for the meeting. For law enforcement, that was a non-starter.
I mean, that was something that we really thought was important to this process, to be able to hear from all of them, to really have a good, meaningful conversation. It needed to be in smaller group setting.
None of the protesters could be reached for comments. Stacy Newman, a lawyer for one of them, says she believes the conflict can be resolved outside of court.
Nobody that I'm aware of has done a restorative program at this large of a scale before. So I think there was a lot of moving pieces, how information was shared or not shared. So I don't think it was about goodwill on anybody's part. I really don't.
I didn't see a group that arrived with good faith. I saw a group that came in with demands and changes to a written agreement with the district attorney's office. That just sends a poor message from the very beginning.
Chief Soscik drew a contrast between this particular group's style of protest and open lines of communication between police and participants in many other recent protests and rallies in Portland. That includes the Women's March 2 weekends ago that drew as many as 10,000, but featured no arrests or significant conflicts with police.
We do it all the time. So I am absolutely disappointed that an issue like this, which again had very important messages at its core, turned into an example of how not to do a protest, how not to do a rally, how not to do an event. Because I think you lose the message. And it's too important of a message to have it lost that way.
Prosecutor Jennifer Ackerman says there's still a possibility that the two sides could return to the restorative justice model. But she and her boss, District Attorney Stephanie Anderson, both say they expect they'll move toward motions and a trial. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.